Hi guys, it's Teresa Lee. Do you guys want to hear a secret? When I was 9, I used to go on online chat rooms and pretend I was a 16-year-old girl with long blonde hair and green eyes because I heard it in a Blink-182 song once. I've never told anyone that. Every time I confess something, it makes me feel a little bit stronger. It's kind of like when you work out, you tear down your muscles just to build them up, you know? If you guys like hearing secrets, you'll love my podcast, which is all about confessions. It's called You Can Tell Me Anything, and I invite comedians to tell me something they've never told anyone before. Secrets, confessions, apologies, and rants, I will hear them all. Subscribe to it. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello there, Urine Nation. This is Tom Takar here with a few announcements. First of all, if you're going to be in Bloomington, Indiana this weekend, come see me and Tommy host Stand By Your Band, Battle of the Bands edition at the Buskirk Chumley as part of the Limestone Comedy Festival. We'll have guest judge Sean Jordan along with you, the audience, pick the best of the worst. We have comics defending Blink-182, Dave Matthews Band, J-Lo, Jimmy Buffett, Kelly Clarkson, Sheryl Crow, Third Eye Blind, and actually, Bare Naked Ladies. Fill out a bracket in time for the showtime for a chance to win prizes, and you can find that on my Instagram as well as the Stand By Your Band Instagram. Also, we're going to have Jared Thompson, your friend and foe of the podcast, as our Ryan Seacrest of the show. So come by. That's Buskirk Chumley Friday at 4 p.m., 6-1. So come by for that. As for today's episode, you're going to notice very quickly a few things. First of all, you should know we recorded this about 2 years ago. I recorded this when I was testing out episodes before me and Tommy started the actual show. I was just kind of seeing what the show would be. And I had my friends Zach Swan and Dewey Lovett come on to defend Bare Naked Ladies. And we had a great time talking, and I've just had it saved in my files for a while, and I thought this would be a great week to put it out. There is no Tommy on this one. It's before we really started. So, yeah, it's a little clunkier than most episodes. We didn't do the rating. There's a lot of things that we don't have from normal episodes. But you know what? I thought it would be a good time to put out anyway. I apologize for my laugh in advance. Really quickly, I'm going to give you a plug for Zach, since we recorded this 2 years ago, so if they did give any plugs on it, they are long outdated. Check out Zach Swan's new show, Fern Gully, the first Thursday of every month at Fern's Bar, 9 p.m., and check out WTF with Mark Maron, hosted by Dewey Lovett, sponsored by Stamps.com, the first Tuesday of every month at the Creek in the Cave. That's Dewey's show. It's really funny. Without further ado, enjoy the episode. Hello guys, welcome to the podcast. We have Zach Swan and Dewey Lovett here.
Hello, hey everyone.
And we're talking Bare Naked Ladies, man.
Hell yeah.
This is a big one for me. I've been more excited. This one and the Third Eye Blind episode so far are my two, like, the ones I've been like, oh my god, I can't wait to get into this.
Been sitting on it.
Just sitting on it, man. I want to talk about Bare Naked Ladies with you guys,
yeah,
man. I've been doing a lot of research on them today and forever, since I was 16 or whatever. But I honestly didn't get into them really when I was 16. I got into them like more end of high school, college.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, which I feel like is unusual.
Why did you wait so long?
I was into like, I just wasn't into anything deep cuts of anything until my senior year of high school. I was more of like a now that's what I call music.
Okay.
But I also, I've talked about this on a lot of them. I listened to rap a lot, so I didn't listen to anything except for rap until.
Oh, you were too cool.
I was like, so cool.
You know, I listened to a lot of rap and a lot of now that's what call music.
You know, the cool stuff.
So that the
now that's what I call cool hip music.
But I'm imagining you like using that to be cool, like in front of your friends, being like, "You guys listen to the new track 3, Justin Timberlake's." You know that one.
The thing is,
I've been listening to it.
That is what people listen. I didn't understand that, like, you were supposed to like a lot of one band. I was just into everything pop. Like,
yeah. You were by skimming the top.
I was skimming. I was like, hey, the local radio station probably knows what's best for me, you know? And
you trust your local radio station.
I have a lot of faith in my local top 40. It's the top 40. Sure. Why would I give anything else
There's
a chance?
No reason. It's the
you
top.
Want me to listen to you break that fucking top 40, right, Jimi Hendrix? He probably did.
I don't know if he did.
I don't know if he did either. Hey, Neutral Milk Hotel, why don't you have a fucking top 40 hit?
You dork.
Pick a side. Stay neutral like Switzerland the whole time. This Milk Hotel. Pick a side.
Yeah.
Start us.
Yeah, what are you so neutral about? Why don't you get passionate about something, you piece of shit? What's that guy's name?
Mangum.
Mangum. I saw him live in Bloomington, Indiana, where I'm from, at this beautiful theater, and somebody yelled out the N-word and ruined the whole show.
What?
I don't know why.
Why
would they do that?
Such a
Jeff Mangum concert.
That's the worst.
What the fucking point?
That's like pre-planned. Like, that guy was like planning that.
I have a question. One, why? Two, is this guy black? Or
no.
What?
No, he's not black.
He's probably the whitest person
he's
of all
so
time.
So white.
He's
that's
the lead singer
pretty
of Neutral Milk
I
Hotel.
I imagined my whole life that Neutral Milk Hotel was just whiteness.
Oh, I thought, what if you imagined them all black?
That would probably be really progressive of me. That would be progressive of me.
I don't see color or hear it.
I can't hear it.
I don't hear colors.
I don't hear colors.
I'm not on acid.
I'm not racist. I don't hear colors. Okay. Some people do. No.
That's why I won't do acid. It makes you racist. I've heard people say they hear colors. Anyways, no, I was into rap and like it wasn't cool. I wore a Tupac jersey to school and it was like hick school in Bloomington, Indiana. And it's a liberal arts town, but not the high schools. Like it's a liberal arts college, so it's like that part of it's cool, but the rest of it's like hill town. So I didn't get into them until like 18, 19, and then I got real into them. Like it was when I moved into my first apartment. I moved into the old apartment.
When I was 18. Holy cow,
I moved
you moved out.
Oh man, a troubled childhood. We'll get
You're
into
a stallion.
It later.
You're a lone wolf.
I had a rough childhood home, and that's why I relate to bare naked ladies so much. Uh-huh. Man, they talk about the deep dark.
They talk about real stuff.
Yeah, like
real
pinch
stuff.
Me, man.
Well, like my question is like so. I remember I loved the Mighty Ducks movies, and D3 Mighty Ducks featured Grade 9 in it. Like when they're going to the, when they're like
it's
rollerblading
so funny.
Through the school. So I was like, did you know that from that? Because like I knew.
I forgot. I was so into the Mighty Ducks movies too. It's funny that I was listening to Grade 9 today. I'm going to put it on real fast because this is part of your playlist. We're going to dabble into each of your playlists.
Do we have any crossover? Do we have
you guys had, I think, one song crossover.
Oh,
I cannot remember what it was. It might have been Brian Wilson.
Yeah, I'm glad we picked different ones.
Yeah, me too.
I put in a couple of my own, too, which I don't usually do. So this is Grade 9. And we are here. Yeah.
And, like, they're, you know, they're on the rollerblades. They're grinding down the staircase.
Yeah.
And they're like, pranks are happening. You know, it's a great little montage.
It is a great. I was wondering. I was very confused why this one was on your playlist because I was like, it doesn't fit with the others as much. But then that makes it make sense. And I was wondering where I had heard it before. But I was more into Pinch Me.
Okay.
Got me into them in high school and or middle school maybe.
Mm-hmm.
1 week, obviously, everybody liked. Let's switch over to one.
We can all wrap the whole thing, I imagine.
Obviously.
Let's hear Grade 9 for 1 second.
Grade 9, baby. Can I sing along? Is that obnoxious?
People that have done it every episode, including myself. Nine, baby. I think it makes it less illegal than we sing along.
Well, half my friends are crazy and the others are depressed. None of them can help me study for my math test. I got into the classroom and my knowledge was gone. I guess I should have studied instead of watching rap or con. See, like, and this song, like, I loved it before D3.
You were already into it.
Yeah, because like my parents had Gordon in our car growing up, so we were
what?
Just, so my parents are bare naked ladies.
Your parents
fans.
Were into it. That's
yeah,
crazy.
I have really cool parents. I don't know.
Dude, I meant to say
yeah.
very cool.
Dude, they sound test. Cool as hell, man.
And they play. Yeah, so we Gordon all the time.
They
so I like already
the
knew.
Time.
They're all of Gordon I love except for that one. Checkered Flag song is just garbage. I don't know if you ever.
Yeah, that song
yeah.
isn't good.
And I forgot about that until I was putting on Spotify today and it
today
came
too.
Through and I was like, oh, is this from Gordon? And it was like, it was. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember I used to skip this song every time because it was so bad.
It's funny because looking today at all the albums I love from them. The one, because they have a lot of new albums that after Stephen Page left, I kind of stopped giving a shit, which it seems like most people did, according to the internet.
You need Steve.
Yeah, you need Steve. He was the guy, like, he had a drug problem and they kicked him out. And it makes sense because usually the guy with the drug problem is the most interesting member.
A lot of times they're the most creative.
Yep.
Not in the case of the Rolling Stones, though.
Yeah?
Well, Keith Richards had a drug problem. They all had drug problems. But the one guy who they kicked out was like their bassist.
Uh-huh. Who was the most
And then he died. Yeah. But he's not the most interesting one. You know Keith
now that
Nick.
I'm thinking about it, I'm sure we'll talk about Red Hot Chili Peppers on another episode. But Kiedis was so fucked up. And he is interesting. You know what? I don't want to go too far
into
this.
Flea and Frusciante.
Flea is definitely
like,
the better, like, musician, but
Frusciante too.
Yeah. Kiedis though is just he's like a showman.
Great showman.
That's how he got into the band.
Yeah.
He was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He wasn't even a singer. They already had a band, and he showed up, and he would just dance with them on stage and do flips. He was like a stuntman.
No way.
He would like jump off roofs and shit.
And
like,
they already had a singer, and then
I don't know if they had him like a singer. I think he. I can't. It's been years since I read Scar Tissue, his book, which is fascinating. We're gonna get on this on another episode. We're supposed to have Lisa Traeger come on and talk about Red Hot Chili Peppers. So
I don't want to
give too many spoilers here.
I'm gonna be listening to that. But what can we say this, or should we say, like the guy who got the supposedly put a LSD and went crazy, too much LSD? That guy.
Which one's that?
And from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, one of the old whatever second guitarist or somebody like
yes.
He like thought he was a glass of orange juice.
That's
or
right,
something.
The
is that
glass
true
of orange
even?
Juice thing. In
even?
Scar Tissue, it's true, but you know it's Scar Tissue. Huh. It's Anthony Kiedis's literature, so I don't think
it's not necessarily.
It's hard to tell what's real and what's not. But some of the shit that he says, there's pictures to back it up. This is the Bare Naked Ladies episode.
Oh yeah,
of the
sorry. I'll go down a rabbit hole.
I'm fucking around.
I've got ADD
to
the max.
That's what the whole goal of this podcast is, baby. We start with Bare Naked Ladies. We talk about whatever the fuck we feel like, man. Mm-hmm. But no, with Kiedis, there's pictures of him in the book doing the shit that he talks about. There's a picture of him with his dad smoking weed when he's 12 years old.
What?
And there's a picture of him
what
like.
A dick.
It's crazy. But I don't know.
Oh, man.
See, I like the Bare Naked Ladies because you feel like they're nice boys.
They've got like a sense of humor. The Canadians, they seem sweet.
They're silly.
And one of the reviews I was reading, honestly, with Bare Naked Ladies, so I don't know if you guys felt this, and we'll get into this in a second, but I didn't hear any criticism of Bare Naked Ladies until... after college, I started hearing people. I would talk about Bare Naked Ladies and be like, "That sucks."
Really?
Yeah. And I remember a friend looking through my iTunes and just giving me shit, like hardcore,
making fun of you for.
Yeah. And I know, like a lot of people, like a lot of bands that are classically shit upon. There's like a moment in time where you can be like, "Oh, I know what sparked this. I know where this tilt in
where they went wrong,
the zeitgeist, or even just." Like, they didn't even do anything wrong. It's just, like, they were existing, and then 40-year-old virgin called them gay, and then now all of a sudden they're Coldplay's gay, you know?
Okay.
Whereas Bare Naked Ladies doesn't have a moment like that.
No.
Except for when Stephen Page leaves, it's obvious, but that was way after the fact.
I mean, when they came out with that song with, like, the chimpanzee.
I was going to say
that's kind of a bad turn.
Yeah.
That was... like embarrassing for them a little bit. Like they went a little too far at a party.
Too
or something.
Cute.
And it's like still catchy, but it almost seems like they were then trying to play to kids.
That's another postcard, right?
Maybe they're
another postcard with him.
Yeah, that song. I was like, I want to like this, but I hate it.
It was like horrible. Yeah, it was like, I get that you guys are trying to cater to your own silliness, but we don't like that. It was just trying too hard.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Anything, honestly, it's not just the Bare Naked Ladies. Anything with monkeys in it, I feel like you're trying too hard to be funny and
even the monkeys.
What about the monkeys?
A band.
Fuck the monkeys.
Let's play that song really fast so that people can hear it. Another postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. That was the Bare Naked Ladies, man. That's crazy.
They're good.
They didn't even
I like
play
the way they sing. That was a cappella version, a special version.
They are good.
Basement tapes that we found.
That was their mixtape.
Or the other, well, the other thing, when you're saying about moments that turn them bad, one that could be, but this is way after. First of all, I have to say that I didn't know that people shit on them until you told me.
I was wondering about that because I was doing a lot of research, and there is a lot. There are tons of people who are like, fuck them. But it's not the same level that I was exposed to when I was growing. Like, I remember, and it was mostly through comedy. Like, I started comedy, and there was like, in the green room, there was a one of my best friends is like a huge music snob, and he was like, Bare Naked Ladies is unlistenable, and it's unforgivable that you like them.
What? Unlistenable? Yeah. Oh, I don't think he has. He's got to clean his ear out.
Sounds like an idiot.
Clean his ears out.
I didn't know that people shit this hard on the Bare Naked Ladies. That's because my good to taste know. In music is basically known as so bad, would you say, Zach?
Yeah. I would say that, yeah, but I feel bad saying it.
No, but it's just, you're not saying you agree with what people say about my taste in music.
No, that's
definitely what people say about what I like.
Yeah.
But Bare Naked Ladies, it must be so bad. But Bare Naked Ladies is one of the ones where they're like, hey, Dewey, it's great that you like them. Good for you. You picked a good one.
That's like one of her better choices.
That's one of my best choices.
We got to hear the other ones. What are some that you get like real shit for? Buckcherry?
Screamo. Sort of.
The problem is that I love hardcore and screamo, and I love country music.
Yeah. What country music do you like?
All of it. The bad kind and the good kind. From Hank Williams Sr. to Hank Williams Jr. I love the whole range.
Like Rascal Flatts and like,
oh, boy.
Okay. Rascal Flatts specifically, I love their early stuff, and I feel like they're a band that could be on this podcast that they used to be so good, and then they went bad. They went too hard
They could be on here.
Their only good song is a cover of
somebody else's song. No, that song is so bad.
Life is a Highway.
I was going to say the Cars song. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's one of their worst.
From Cars.
And that's what? That's Tom Petty originally?
No.
Is that right?
No.
Who's the original?
Yeah, I don't think that's Tom Petty.
What? Oh, fuck. What's his name? Oh, no.
Rod Stewart?
This is driving people crazy. Here, let's. We'll do reverse trivia where I'll ask you guys who.
Reverse trivia. The best kind.
Where you guys have already admitted you don't know what the answer is.
Ask us the question.
Who sings Life is a Highway originally?
Oh my gosh, this is going to make me so mad when you tell me and I realize I knew.
I mean,
I want to say Tom Petty.
Definitely not Tom Petty. I got mixed up on a Tom Petty song too, where I thought that he sang that Runaway Train.
Oh,
wait, he doesn't sing that?
No,
everyone thinks he sings that.
It's a different band.
And that's not even
Soul Asylum or something.
Oh,
like
he's not even like covering that?
No.
No.
He had nothing to do with it.
I thought that was Tom Petty.
Because I tweeted out, man, I bet when he sang that in the studio, the producer was like, hey, you doing all right, pal?
That's real
you
sad.
Okay, man?
You need a friend.
And then somebody was like, that's not who that is, you fucking idiot. You know what? It's not even coming up. Like, my internet's fucked up right now, so I can't
pull it up.
You Google it.
How do we get on that? Anyway, I have bad taste in music, but I love the Bare Naked Ladies. That's how we got on this team.
Well, I'll tell you, when they first started, they were like a cool band. Like, they were a cool thing to like. I mean, it was Canada, so whatever, but like, they have. It was either you liked Rush or you liked Bare Naked Ladies back then. This is an inaccurate historian.
Yeah.
Those were the two Canadian bands, Rush and Bare Naked Ladies.
And Shania Twain.
Oh, Shania. Oh. Celine Dion, you're forgetting about, maybe.
The fact that you know that does impress me much.
Listen, that's another CD. So my parents had Gordon. My parents had Gordon, and they had Come On Over. So I like know all the words to Come On Over. Not the song, the album.
So
I know
glad.
All the whole album.
That's impressive.
And it's not her best, but it's good.
That's my favorite, personally. That's all I know.
That. No, that's cool.
I was really into Shania Twain. I was into country as a child, like up until about 12.
Tell
because,
me more. Your parents did that to you?
My parents did that to me.
Too.
And Indiana just does that to you. It's like all you listen to. But I was really into George Strait. I liked Clay
George Strait's
Walker.
Good.
Who was
I
awful.
Love Clay Walker.
I tried to re-listen to Clay Walker.
Why didn't she like
it? It's so cheesy.
I
like some
so
country
cheesy.
Too. I love Sturgill
this
Simpson.
This is bullshit. You know what comes up when you... I'm back to the...
Life of the Highway?
Yeah.
What comes up is Rascal Flatts' album singing Life is a Highway, and then underneath it says other recordings of this song, and then says Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran.
That's it,
and Tom Cochran.
And he's the main guy, but they like put him as a side note. That's
hilarious and awful.
No.
It's because they're more popular.
Their version is is the exact same. It's not even like a fun cover where they change something and make it their own.
Uh-huh.
They're just doing the exact same thing that Tom Cochran did.
It's no good. Yeah.
Like, but it's still good. It's good, but they shouldn't get credit from it. You know what I mean?
God, I just heard the best version of a Bon Iver song, and I can't fucking remember of the song Heavenly Father that somebody else did where I was like, I like that one more than the other one.
Yeah.
I like it when the cover is like better. I don't know.
He covered,
I like that too. That's
you ever hear Ockerville River? You ever listen to Ockerville
River? No. Wait. Oh, yeah. I have heard some Ockerville River.
They're really good. You should check them out. But
I've heard a couple songs.
Bon Iver covered one of their songs, and he does like a really good...
original song. Do you know which song it is?
Yeah, it's called Blue Tulip.
I have not heard that.
It's really good.
I'm going to look into it, though. Thanks for the hot suggestion.
It's called like Lost Coastlines. That whole album by Ockerville River is really good.
I'm going to get into it.
They're all of the albums from Ockerville River.
While we're talking covers, check out Garden and Villa's version of the song Gypsy from Fleetwood Mac, because both versions are fucking incredible.
I thought you were going to say Gypsy by Shakira.
You know that song? Shakira.
Do you know Gypsy? That's the best. Oh, that's my favorite Shakira song, because the chorus is, I'm a gypsy. Are you coming with me? I might steal your clothes and wear them if they fit me.
Oh, my God. That's like... What is she, my roommate? Oh, boy. Inside bit. Shakira, have you guys seen Zootopia yet?
No. Yes.
No. Isn't it great?
Is it good?
It's so good. You have to see it. You'll love
Shakira
it.
Shakira
is going
the only character that's sexualized in it. It's right?
Wait, yeah. Shakira's
like supposed
in it, though?
To be like a hot gazelle?
She's
it's
like
weird.
The pop star. Basically, she's just this character that all the people in the little bunny town or whatever, everyone loves this. It's everyone's favorite pop star, and it's Shakira.
Yeah.
And she sings this song that is terrible.
But it's like a radio hit, too. I heard it on the radio the other night.
It's not
good.
It's
awful.
Such a bad song.
Do you remember how good
is it worse than the World Cup song?
Which oh, it's so much again? Worse.
The World Cup song is
it's
like...
It's time for Africa. It's terrible.
You know that one?
Wait, I'm that's a hokey pokey?
No. You put, if you listen to it not in English, it's a lot better. It's a 1,000 times better. The problem is that they translated it to English, and it's like, this doesn't fit. Yeah. It's so bad.
Have you guys heard the Strokes version of the Hokey Pokey?
No.
It's like so good. No, I'm just kidding. That would be so
awesome. I was like, what? I want to see it. The best cover I've ever heard, though, one of my favorite covers, I guess not the best cover, all right, there's one song, maybe you already know about this, one song from the Bare Naked Ladies that I love that I had no idea was a cover until actually like today.
What is it?
Was that Lovers in a Dangerous Time?
That's a cover.
Who's the original?
It's a Canadian singer-songwriter named, it's a funny name. Something Cockburn.
Well, that's not funny.
That's funny.
That sounds bad. Lovers in a Dangerous Time. Let's find it. There we go. So this is a cover.
Don't the hours go shorter as the days
like
go by?
This is great.
Bruce Cockburn.
That is him. Bruce really saved it for me.
One minute you're waiting for the sky to fall.
Is this inappropriate for me to leave and get a beer? But you got it? All right, you got it.
And next you're dazzled by the beauty of it all. Lovers in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time.
But you can't, you don't want to.
This fragile body is of
such a YouTube video of this song. There's this YouTube of them playing this live on a cruise ship, which I guess could kind of sum up why people would think their career, why people don't like them. Like, if people, like, you're not going to end up on a cruise ship if everyone holds you in the highest esteem, you know what
I
mean?
No, but they also do, like, free concerts in the summer.
That
but that's because I don't have seats.
Never right, that's true.
My sister said, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's the point. That's it.
My sister saw the Bare Naked Ladies, and I'll be jealous of her forever. She saw them for free, but since they didn't have Steven, they couldn't play one week, like, legally. So
he owns
that song, so they kept almost. They kept just like teasing people. Because you know how on that, oh my gosh, that famous podcast that Charlie loves?
Which one?
Where they sit on a couch.
Who charted or chart?
No. It's a show now, too. Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, Comedy
Bang.
Oh, yeah.
I
we
was
were
thinking
just talking about that.
Sorry,
we were?
But they always do that.
Yeah, I just mentioned it because that's what my other podcast, Girls Night, is very Comedy Bang Bang-ish. Maybe I told Dan Perlman that earlier.
You didn't say comedy. We were talking about your other podcast earlier.
I
but
said
we weren't
to
talking
Dan
about
Perlman. Who,
well, you know how Comedy Bang Bang always does that joke where if they say the phrase, it's Ben, they'll go, it's Ben?
Yeah, yeah.
The Bare Naked Ladies did that. Like, I think they stole that joke from the Bare Naked Ladies themselves because my sister told me that that's the most 1 week that they could get. And they said it was like the most blue ballsing experience of their life. And they did it to them like 5 times. They would just be like, it's been, just kidding. We can't play that song.
So I guess we should clarify because I don't know. I assume this is how you guys feel because we've talked about Stephen Page a bit already. When I'm defending Bare Naked Ladies, I'm defending them pre Stephen Page leaving. Like I defend their shit from like the before like 2006 or something like
that. I think that's about where I am because I don't know the exact timeline. I just know that I stopped liking them. I hated the chimpanzee thing.
Right.
I lost a little faith.
That
and
was
then
probably
I
the
hate
mid, early 2000s.
Yeah,
I think.
I think
and
that
I
was pretty
hate
good.
Them on their latest claim to fame is the Big Bang Theory song. And
that was one of the trivia questions.
And I'm like, guys.
Yeah, Stephen Page sued them for like a couple $1 million over that song. They like weren't paying him enough of royalties, I guess.
Oh, because he still, even though he's not a part of it, he still has like rights
to
it?
He still was part of that song, though,
I think. He did that
song.
Stephen.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is, because, well, first of all, let's go into examples of people hating them because we all experienced you didn't know that people just thought that they were a joke.
Yeah, I had no knowledge of that.
So in the beginning they weren't a joke. They were an indie band that couldn't find a label. Like they said they had like a mixtape that was like a huge hit amongst fans.
I read about this so much.
But no label would fucking pick them up and then enough people were hearing them at shows and requesting their songs at radio stations that and at record stores and stuff like that that they ended up just getting.
They're indie heroes.
So really, they're they're indie heroes. They're like huge like indie stars, but nobody thinks of them that way because then they became what they became. But if you look at those first few albums, it's like anything else where like.
But can I just add? It's funny that you say. Like they started off as not a joke, but it's one thing I read about is the song that finally got them like hooked and signed and labeled was "You Can Be My Yoko Ono," which is the most silly song.
And that's one of my favorites.
I do love that song. Yeah, I know it's stupid. I love it.
That's not.
I didn't put it on my list. It's definitely not in my top five or even 10, but I do love it so much.
Fun song. It's great. Yeah,
I wouldn't suggest. Well, I wouldn't put it as an introductory
it's
song
not
to
a
people
starting
that
point.
I want to be fans of the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that once they got
into
them.
You have to earn that song.
Yeah, once they got into them, then that becomes like one of your favorite
ones. Yeah, then
ones.
It's a fun one that you're like, oh, it's part of the history.
It's not a first date with the Bare Naked Ladies song.
Right.
Yeah.
And all my first dates involve the Bare Naked Ladies.
And Yoko Ono.
So here's a review by the Hollywood Phony.
Oh, he sounds legit.
The title of this is Worst Band Ever, the Bare Naked Ladies.
No!
Seriously, they suck. You might not even realize it because you probably haven't even thought about them in 7 years or so. Wow, burn. But they do.
Think about them every day.
I haven't even heard that much of their music. Oh, that's a big red
flag. So, like, what the fuck?
But what I have heard is god-awful, that even if the rest was on par with the Beatles, it still wouldn't cancel out all the horrible music.
Okay, well, the
As
Beatles
if the Beatles hasn't had any, haven't had any shit.
The White Album.
This is the most generic garbage I've ever heard, Tom.
Let's see. The Bare Naked Ladies are from Canada. Yeah, that's right.
Idiots.
Apology accepted. This guy's funny. Has Canada ever put out any good music? To answer this question with anything but no, Shania immediately labels
Celine Dion.
You
we
as
just
a retard.
This.
Also, one of those Brian, what's his name? I can't think of the guy. Oh, yeah, Brian Adams. There he is.
Brian Adams.
Are you kidding? Brian Adams is awesome. Oh, that hurts. Why are you beating me about the head, neck, face, and chest? This sucks. Fuck this guy. I already hate this
guy. Listen,
he
didn't give a single specific example about the Bare Naked Ladies.
Know anything about the music.
And he's like, you might not have listened to them for 7 years, and I haven't listened to that many. Okay, then why are you giving a negative review to a band that you don't... What's the platform here?
I could
here?
Give
what's
a better
here?
Negative review of the Bare Naked Ladies than this guy, yeah. And I love them. just a great liar.
Where is he putting this review?
This is at thehollywoodphony.com.
Which is
so check him out there. I can't access my Twitter. Let's see. At Jin Yamato. Verified account, by the way. Says, man, does this Bare Naked Ladies song suck? Let's tweet at her. Which song?
Yeah, what song are you talking about, ma'am?
Let's find out. I don't know if it's going to work because, like I said, my internet's being shitty right
now. She just
man,
did it recently?
Nightmare.
Oh, this
I can't
fun,
tell. I've tried this before. I tried this with Andrew Collin with the Dave Matthews Band.
Okay,
yeah.
So he loves Dave.
Search,
do it from my
search
phone?
Bare Naked Lady Sucks or Suck and then tweet at Jin Yamato, which Bare Naked Lady song.
I'm scared. I've never done this before.
It's fun. Because last time I did it, I got a pretty positive response from the person because they don't know. They don't care. Like, they're not argumentative
right.
about it. You're just asking them a question.
I've never done this. Bare Naked Ladies, I'm glad you guys are here. Suck.
That's that laugh that people hate. here we go. Bare Naked Ladies suck.
I love hearing old Bare Naked Ladies.
Listening to Bare Naked Ladies and munching a red velvet Pop-Tart, suck it, losers. See, that's a person who likes it.
Wow. Yeah, this guy. This is another one for suck it. Listen, I love
I
hearing
see a lot
old,
of suck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck people it, liking like Bare Naked Ladies and then say
yeah.
suck it. Remind
this is
me.
The first. I'm surprised with the Bare Naked Ladies is the first band we've had on the podcast that people mostly seem to like. So it's not as.
Yeah. It's
not as bad as I thought.
Oh, here's
it was
one.
Be.
Bare Naked Ladies makes everything suck less.
I saw that.
Whoa,
yeah.
I agree
wait,
with
what
you.
Am I looking
scroll
for?
Down a little further.
Hungry Girl?
It's like five down from that one.
Hungry Girl says the Bare Naked Ladies suck. We could argue with her. Oh, let's see. Bare Naked Ladies suck so much schlong.
Schlong.
I love the word
schlong. Schlong is great.
Schlong.
Schlong and winding road.
That's
get
funny.
A schlong, little doggy. Bare Naked Ladies is the epitome of pure suck. Bare Naked Ladies. Man, it's, okay, here we go. Jen.
All Jen right. Yamato, what song
Yamato.
Are you talking about?
What song? What BNL song?
Let's play a song while you do this.
Are you
we'll move on.
Talking about?
Do another song on our
how many question
right
marks?
Here?
Two question marks?
I think three. I think go three question marks on this one. Let's hear a little bit of you know what? I added my own song to this.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, there it is. Okay. It's my favorite album from them is Rock Spectacle. Mm-hmm. I think it's the most fun one. And it's basically their only it's the closest thing they have to a greatest hits. Oh,
they
I also tweeted that.
No, they have a disc one.
They have disc one?
Yeah, but this is better. I think this is closer to a greatest hits than their greatest hits disc one.
I might have to disagree. Okay. Let's see the track list.
So this is the song Jane, which is,
I almost put that on my list.
I was shocked that neither of you did, because I think it's up there
beautiful.
For best.
Oh, by the way, after I tweet, we're like the fifth person to ask her which song.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone's see, I can't see the...
Is it a new one? I'm a fan of Odds Are. I said it. The... Which one? What BNL song are you talking about? So, everyone's clamoring for her to answer what... I like to play this one. I can play this one.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's... Oh, man. I'm jealous.
Sounds like a nice little romance, you know? They really develop it in like four lines.
The
yeah,
thing,
and it's heartbreaking. It makes me want to name my children Jane and Claire.
And then what's the other song that he does this? Did anybody put What a Good Boy on?
Yes, maybe I did. That was me.
Okay, I also was putting that on mine. Those are both songs where so many people get shit in music, and understandably, a lot of musical criticism is about generic vagueness. Like Mumford and Sons will do this, where it's like so generic, or like Plain White Tees with Hey There Delilah. Sure. It's such vague bullshit. This is a specific story. Like,
it's yeah. So
they have a good storytelling song.
They do. I was reading about this song because I wanted to know who Jane was, and I hope this doesn't ruin anything.
No, I'm. This is great. This is exactly what I want for this.
And I learned that Jane is not real. It was the song was written about a cross street of like Jane Street and St. Clair. And they just thought it was a beautiful juxtaposition of names, so she works at Sweet Jane St. Clair. It was a cross street that they thought was so beautiful, so they made a
beautiful song about it.
Yeah, and it's just so I love it.
And it talks about it doesn't talk about like a happy ending. It talks about
it's heartbreaking.
A woman who's sort of had a hard time and then is therefore like. Pissed. I don't like this anymore.
I love.
She's like not ready to love. It's
there's
sad.
A line in this song that's so fucking perfect, and now that I'm singing it, I can't fucking remember the details of it. But it's he talks about a guy. He's a lovesick jerk, and that concept had never occurred to me because you, especially when we were like kids, you'd only hear about like the heartbroken guy and like the nice guys finish last. It's like. Not all nice guys are nice guys. Like, a lot of these guys are fucking assholes.
Right.
Yeah, pressure
can I
women.
The line for you? Jane is tired because every man becomes a lovesick jerk.
That's it.
Because
Jane's desired by every man at her school and work.
Yes.
And she's tired because every man becomes a lovesick
jerk. Becomes
a
lovesick jerk.
People throwing their dicks at
her, it's
man.
Like, that's the, to me, that meant like, yeah, you're, just because you have a crush on somebody, like or you're into some lady and you don't, then it's not reciprocated. Then they become. It's like there was a guy, some comic just got outed for being a fucking asshole. For
can't believe it.
Right?
Yeah.
This guy like asked some girl. Some girl like added him back on Facebook, and they had met at a show or something. And
right.
He was like, "Hey, can I buy you dinner sometime?" And she said, "Like, hey, just sorry if I misled you by accepting your friend request, but I don't want to go out." Like,
right.
And he like called her a cunt. Like he like said all this crazy shit. Like he called her like a fat pig. And he was like, normally fat pigs like you can't get guys like me. But maybe next time a nice guy tries to ask you out, you should like maybe think before you like answer.
Oh yeah, real nice guy. Real nice guy.
But that's what I think of as that type of guy. Or even like. I don't know, the lovesick jerk thing. I was like, that's such a perfect way of putting it. I like the sound of their relationship as quirky, like friends. And that's what I pictured. I always thought when I was a kid I was going to move to San Francisco. And I was like, I'm going to have this exact situation.
You're going
to
have your Sweet Jane Saint Clair.
I'm going to know a Jane and she's going to cut my hair.
She dyes my hair and I sing her songs. You know what? I think... being lovesick is like such a selfish, like being like into somebody is honestly a lot of times more selfish than it is like, cause I think when I think of like love, what I think it really is, it's like a selfless act, you know, it's like you're mutually benefit because you help each other.
Yeah. Right.
But really like when you're first, like when you have a crush on someone, that's just pretty selfish. That's
you're
not,
just like,
you know what I mean?
Give me this.
Yeah. You're just like, I'm into it.
It's
just be around me.
Yeah,
and
actually,
Father John Misty puts love so fucking perfectly. I was trying to tell somebody about this
this Father
weekend.
John.
I love Father John Misty so much.
Mr. Misty.
Mr. Misty. he talks about falling in love with his future wife, who he's now married to, and he talks about how this isn't love, this is a disease. Like I'm sick because he's like lost weight and he's jealous and thin and like drinking a lot and smoking, and he's like, this isn't a good thing. Like somebody needs to help me. And yeah, sometimes it's, but you still think of it as like a romantic thing, I guess. But then I like hearing the other side of it where it's like, it's a conflicted thing where unreciprocated love is like, it's Sometimes it's just you're an asshole. You just turn into a jerk.
Yeah. And then on the other end, it's like exhaustion. I remember listening to this song, like literally just as a comic and being like, Jane and I are tired because people are disgusting. Because,
yeah.
And then people think they deserve you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like, I'm so into you. How can I not? How can you not respect how much I'm devoted to you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the reality is, no, you're just, you're, it's really more of a self thing. It's not.
Yeah. It has nothing, because if it was just love and like not like the selfish thing, you could just be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they're like, well, fuck you then. I guess she's like too good or whatever. You know, like it's, it's.
That's why they say you love someone, you let them go or something, because you, if you really care about them, then you would want them to be happy, even if that doesn't mean being with you.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, you know, it's more like obsession.
It is like the difference between obsession and genuine love. I once had a guy say, like, isn't it endearing, though, that I can't get over you? And I'm like, no, it's actually so creepy.
Yeah.
It's actually not, like, you need help.
That's the problem with, like, that's why this song is good, because it calls it out. But, like, so many fucking... I mean, it is him pleading, so it's a little bit the other thing, too.
Well, he's playing the bad guy.
Right. But, exactly. And he calls himself out for it. But, like, so many romantic comedies and, like, so many movies have made it seem like it's a good thing to be infatuated.
Yeah.
Whereas, really, it's fucking sick. And
you're
like,
just a stalker.
Yeah, you're just a stalker. Like, if you're John Cusack... and say anything, you're a fucking stalker.
Yeah, get out, man. Get out of my yard.
Mm-hmm. Get out of my goddamn yard.
Yeah, we definitely romanticize the idea. And that, I think, I mean, this is more of just a personal opinion, not really related to the Bare Naked Ladies music. But, like, when you do that, that's what leads to this false idea of love being something you can't help but do. It's like, oh, I can't help it. I just love this person. Well, then it's not really like a sacrifice. It's not a choice. And that's why, like, marriages suffer really hard here, because we're so convinced and like we're so convinced that love is like some spell that you're under.
Yeah.
And then we're like, well, I don't feel it anymore, so that just means we're not in love, so we're done.
Yeah.
But I don't, I think it's different. I think it's a choice, and I think it's a choose. You choose to sacrifice yourself. That's what I think.
That's
it is.
True.
That's true.
That leads perfectly into the next song that we're going to... That was great. That was eloquent. And it leads right into a little song called Call and Answer.
Oh,
this is a good one.
Yo, that was on my list.
That was. And I would have put it on mine if you hadn't. Well done.
Yes.
This is the song... So this is when I was deep into Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay. Because
it was the end of my engagement. And,
sorry to laugh.
No, just same.
No, oh, really?
No, not engagement, but I... Oh, but like feelings. Okay, right. Tell me everything.
So this is... me like driving back and forth between Ohio and Indiana in a long distance relationship where I would eventually be engaged, and we started fighting, and like I'd never been in a fighting relationship, and then this is like the perfect fucking soundtrack to that of like, oh, we gotta go back to get back into normal.
So sad.
And it all worked out happily ever after.
Nice. you got songs like this, you got songs like I don't know if I put it on my list, but You Can Blame It on Me.
That's on my list too. Yeah, I put like, that on here. That's the other one. That's the last one on here.
Which I love the musical composition of that one. I'm sorry, I'm neglecting this one. This one's such a great song. But like that has such music, the great musical composition, and on top of that, it's so sad.
I know. Like, the thing is, like, everybody thinks of Bare Naked Ladies for their silly stuff. I always preferred the shit that's the one about jumping off a building, or when I fall, I think.
Yeah.
I like all the stuff that was the most depressing was my favorite shit.
Well, you get hooked with their like one week fuzzy fun.
Exactly, yeah.
And then you sort of dabble in Pinch Me, and then you hear things like Call and Answer and Blame It on Me, and you're like, oh, this is gonna like get me out of bed or keep me in bed.
Yeah. They're complicated.
They're just like you. Artists.
Exactly. I think they got into it to have fun, because I think they were like comedic at the beginning, and then they turned out to be really good songwriters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're clearly a band.
Yeah, they have. Have you ever heard that Uncle Elwin rap from the live disc?
No, I was actually reading about that today.
It's so I could do the rap, that rap too, but like. It's so funny. It's really funny, and it's live, and they're just like hitting all these points, and it's like it's so stupid. It's hilarious, but no, this like there's so many. They do it all. I think my list is more like the fun ones with a lot of wordplay.
Kind of why this is the first one we've done with two people, and it's fun. I'm glad we did with this one because you guys represented both sides of it. You picked the ones that I would have more likely picked because I like the ones that are more like. But you also put 1 week in there too. You mixed it up.
I needed it. It was an
And you put mostly fun ones. I mean, like, which we're gonna get back into their fun side in a second here. But this is I love this fucking song.
Well, when are we listening to?
This is Colin Answer.
This one. Alternative Girlfriend is a lot like.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
A lot of their songs do have like a good message to them, like that Baby Seat song. I think that's from Pinch Me or Stunt, maybe like the You Can't Spend Your Life in the Baby Seat, you know that one?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's the other one, the other sad one that I was thinking of during that song, and sorry, my brain is everywhere. So
that's what this is all about,
we'll
man.
We'll go with you.
But the one where he talks about falling asleep at the wheel. And crashing, that one's really good too.
Which one is that? What is that called?
Shoot, if I sing it a little bit, he's like, tonight is the night I fell asleep at.
Oh,
Wish I could tell you the way that I feel, but I think it's probably just asleep at the wheel, I think.
Yeah. Have you guys heard, I didn't throw this at you, and neither of you put it on there, but one of the later songs I got into because it's from Maroon and I don't have a bunch of favorites from Maroon.
Same.
But Convention Ears is like one of my favorite songs from them.
How does that one
go? It's such a bummer. Well, let's listen to it, Zach.
Yeah.
So Dewey, you can't hear, unfortunately. This is a song about two people who work together and they have like a fun, like flirty relationship and then they hook up and then it becomes like he realizes how meaningless it is.
Oh yeah.
And it's so fucking good.
Because that's another, again, I think that's another real lesson. Like the sort of like romances that you can have like that. They're not always have substance. They don't often have substance to them. So like afterwards you're like, ah.
Yeah.
This definitely hits that.
It's like it takes substance away from it.
Exactly, and that's exactly what he nails, because at the end of it, it's like, I hope I never see you again. He like, but the first part of the song is so, it feels so romantic that you're like, oh, this is great, and then it goes so cold so fast. It's so good.
It's so
sad. Because I liked them at such a young age, I liked this song before I understood anything, so I didn't even realize that's what it's about until now, actually.
This is... I was originally going to have Nikki Glaser do this one because I know she loves the band.
Oh, sorry, it's us.
Sorry, it's you.
I wish it was Nikki Glaser.
I might try to pressure her into also doing it. You know, the beautiful thing about this podcast is every band means something else to somebody else, multiple people do the same one. But this song, me and her were both like, this is the best one. Like, it's so fucking good.
This is a great song. And we have to
always end up in the band. It's like, this is similar to the song Thanks, That Was Fun. I remember loving it, but now I like get it. And I love it differently. And I'm like, oh, I used to think it was just so funny that he would say thanks, that was fun, just for no reason. I don't know what happened. And now I'm like,
why is it over? What?
That's hilarious. It's fun. I don't know. I made an embroidery that says thanks, that was fun. And I have it hung by my bed just in case I ever have that experience.
I think that's a good... No, because you could do that about any relationship. You could do that about any... Because
even like a deeply romantic situation after it ends and after you go through your devastating heartbreak, you can just be like, well, thanks, that was fun, though.
Oh, my God. They're poets.
You can do that about life.
They are so poetic.
Sometimes
you can do that about your death. When you're on your deathbed, you're like, shh. If you don't believe in an afterlife, a lot of people do. But if you don't, you're like, shit, thanks, that was fun.
You know what, though? I'll write it on my tombstone. Thanks, that was fun.
That's good
actually,
tombstone.
Tell my mom.
I'll tell her.
You know what? I hope.
Wait, when do you think?
Wait a minute. I hope.
I'll tell her after Dewey dies.
Tell my sisters.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Tell my little sisters.
I'll tell Caitlin.
Caitlin's got me.
Nah, she won't. She'll be too sad.
Caitlin's crazy, man. Anyways.
It's in the... It's recorded.
That's how we know each other through Caitlin. Sorry.
We know. Sorry. Caitlin is this ghost we made up who's our friend. That's how we know each other. We don't know each other through comedy. We have Caitlin.
You guys did know each other before comedy, right? That's so crazy.
Yeah, we've known each other for years, but I didn't know until you booked us randomly on this podcast. I didn't know you love the Bare Naked Ladies this much.
Yeah, we didn't know that we were.
We've like crazy. Been in cars for 8 hours at a time together, and I didn't know you love the Bare Naked Ladies.
That's weird.
I forced me. It's funny because that is when that shit comes up. Because me and Tommy McNamara were on a long car ride, and the stuff we listened to the last 2 hours of a 13-hour drive.
Yes.
No one should ever see that playlist, but it's mostly stuff like this where it's like. We're like, we're listening to Hoobastank or like whatever, like the most dumb.
I hate
not
Hoobastank.
Not Hoobastank.
No, okay, well, no, it's okay for someone else to like Hoobastank, but I just personally.
We won't go down there.
I can't even remember what it was, but it was like Fallout Boy, that sort of stuff.
Oh,
which we're going to get into.
Fun.
But yeah, it was a good time. But yeah, it's crazy that neither of you ever figured out.
We didn't know. I didn't know your. Well, honestly, I don't want to give you too much credit, but I thought you only liked like indie, like deep cut music that and rap.
I did. I like, well, that's what I liked in like college and high school, but I also have like a deep love and appreciation for anything that my parents showed me growing up, which was like a lot of classic rock, a lot of but like AC/DC and Fleetwood. We had Fleetwood Mac rumors. God, we had Queen greatest hits.
Yeah.
I've never actually
Queen.
I love Queen, but I've never actually listened to a whole Queen album because I've just
I did the same thing as a kid. I only listened to greatest hits, like AC/DC. I only know the greatest hits until later on. I ended up I hated AC/DC because my stepdad liked them, but I liked Queen's greatest hits. I loved Styx. Both of their greatest hits
amazing.
Albums.
Styx is amazing.
Super,
Oh, I love that album.
Super
okay.
into that. Journey, I was into the greatest hits. All the greatest hits
obsessed
albums.
With Journey.
Yeah. We're going to do Journey. I think I'm doing Journey with Casey James Salingo.
Oh, hey.
That's going to be an amazing be episode. Nice. I can't wait to listen.
Yeah, I'm a huge Journey fan. Love and Touch and Squeeze. And
hell yeah.
I did that.
That wheel in that sky. Yeah. Keeps on turning, man.
Don't know where I'll be tomorrow. But like the... Also, James Taylor, big Taylor.
So good.
And then the other CDs were like Shania Twain and then Gordon. And,
yeah.
And then we got marooned and stuff like that.
That's so funny.
I am bringing it a bit. So Family Ties plus Bare Naked Ladies. The first CD I ever owned was Stunt. And my uncle Danny gave it to me. He's my godfather. He gave it to me for... I don't know if it was like my first communion or something. He gave it to me, or it was my birthday. I was really young. I don't know what it was. My first communion and my birthday happened at the same time. I don't know. That was just like my first album. And I was like, I have to like this because Uncle Danny, and I never called him Uncle Danny. I've called him my whole life. I've called him Mister. I was like, Mister likes it. So I have to like it. My favorite uncle. My whole life I've hated the name Danny because it sounds too much like daddy. So as a child,
okay.
As a child, I was confused.
Don't just say that like it's a common.
I know it's not
Danny.
Weird.
No.
But I had
no Dannys.
No, I would literally never date someone named Danny because it sounds like daddy and it creeps me out so much.
You don't call your boyfriends daddy? Hey, daddy.
What up, daddy?
Daddy is really creepy. Daddy
no,
is such
so
a creepy term.
But no,
thanks for doing daddy's podcast today.
But when you're five and you use the name daddy to refer to your dad and then you also have an uncle Danny, I kept thinking,
uncle
why
daddy.
Do I have daddy and uncle daddy?
This is
so so I just started calling him mister. So anyway...
So you had a lot of male role models.
Lots of male role models.
I had an Uncle Dan, too, also.
Did you call him Mister?
No, I called him Uncle Dan.
Yeah, you were probably less screwed up than me.
Yeah, well, yeah, Danny. Well, he didn't want to be called Danny.
See, my Uncle Danny, I didn't realize when I was young, I didn't realize how young he was. Because my parents are so young, so I didn't realize that when I was five, my Uncle Danny was probably only like 20 or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize he was young and cool and hip because when you're five, you think anyone who's like six or older is 40.
Right.
Anyone
right.
that they don't group with you as a kid, you're like, oh, well, you're an adult.
Anyone who's an adult is like so old. But he was he was in high school when I was like, he was babysitting me.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was my mom's little brother.
Uh-huh.
And she was like 23 maybe when she had me.
And he was cool enough to get you stunt.
And he was like, hey, kid, you like stunt? You like Star Wars? Here's your personality. And I was like, okay, thanks. Cool, man.
I just played a little bit of stunt while, like, underneath what we were just talking about.
Oh, good.
So
I
put,
liked
it's
it.
All been done it's all been on. Done. But Stunt was one of the first albums I got really into.
It's so good.
I had that's a where, is Call and Answer from Stunt?
Yes.
I think it is. And then, yeah.
I think
then,
1 week is.
1 week is yeah. track two, I think.
Stunt was a solid album. I bought that at like a shitty like bookstore for like a dollar, and then I got
Hell
super
yeah,
into
yeah, you
them.
Did.
1 week, yep. What else do we have from them on Stunt? In,
I'll
in
be
the
that
car.
Girl. In the car, that's
I'll be
my
that
list.
Girl I just showed Maria right before this. I was like, I forgot about I'll Be That Girl.
I regretted not putting I'll Be That Girl on my list.
I just put on In the Car. I haven't listened to In the Car
in the Car
years.
Is one of my first favorite Bernie Kadidi songs that I ever had.
Yeah.
After 1 week.
Same.
And I didn't know what the word masturbation meant when I first heard it.
It's a very, it's a super sexual car. Yeah.
It's a
mutual
jerk-off
masturbation.
Song.
Yeah.
I was like, what is
mutual? This is one,
what
I don't even
sexual?
Know this one, actually.
Zach, you love it.
I had, I think I had Maroon and I had Gordon and I had the book for Stunt, but I didn't have the actual album. So, like, I like some of the songs I had the guitar book, so I could get all the chords. So I like played,
he's
I would play some of these chords. But.
So good. In the Car is great. It's another.
It's deep and it's funny.
It is, because Bare Naked Ladies does something that a lot of bands can't perform, and I think that the reason I like them so much is I'm a romantic nerd. Like I like
yes.
I like relationship stories.
Do it.
And In the Car is the perfect. Like it's short and it's like. Kind of sexual, but it's like it's a description of a relationship. That's all it really is.
Yeah, but it's not that meaningful of a relationship yeah. on the surface, but it's like a looking back, it is. My favorite.
It touches on like a childhood relationship kind
yeah.
of. Like or a youthful.
Like
one.
A teenage.
Yeah, you have to
thing.
Do everything in the car.
And
like,
everybody has one.
Yeah.
And you learn from it. You learn from it.
I also was thinking today, this is the only song I think I've ever heard that uses the word penetration, and it's adorable.
I want to hear where they say penetration.
Listen, it's important.
I forgot about that.
I think they just have.
That's so beautiful, though.
It's beautiful, and I remember it bumming me out because I was like,
"Oh man, I gotta wait to try it."
No,
it's
really?
Someone else. It's
no,
like a weird thing.
It's
yeah.
weird that it bummed you out. It gave me hope.
Really?
Because I was like, "Well, I think I was just a different kind of sexual being."
Well,
I
was like I was like a guy who saved my virginity. For
same,
a long time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was
yeah,
like
we're
very.
All we all grew up in the religious.
We were all very prudish.
Yeah,
prude as hell.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was only because I was such a nerd. Nobody was offering. If I had the chance, I would have forsaken my religion.
It wasn't
probably.
Like I was like.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't like I was like beating women
yeah,
off and
no,
being like,
I'm
"No,
like,
I'm
I
waiting
won't do it
for God."
Okay, opposite. I was
of
like,
course.
"Back off! I have the Lord for most of my life."
Yeah, yeah.
So
I was
so
a little
bragging
bit
about it
into
dude.
Religious stuff, but
brag.
Me was more the romantic.
When I was 15, everyone wanted the D, as in Dewey. okay. Anyway, but. It had to wait.
It had to wait for me mostly because I was into fucking You've Got Mail and all these like I was into romantic comedies where people like
you wanted.
I just saw
this
movie for the first time in my life last week, and I cannot stop thinking about it.
You've Got Mail is one of the greatest films of all time.
It is the cutest thing. It is so funny and so cute.
I like
and that blondie girl's hair. What's her name in the movie?
Meg Ryan.
Catherine.
Oh, Catherine Kelly.
Kathleen Kelly.
Kathleen Kelly's a pill.
She's so.
She's a pill. She's cute, but she's a pill. That's
what
Dave
does that
Chappelle.
Mean? Also, that's the first time I've ever seen Dave she's Chappelle. A pill. I know that's Chappelle. Wrong.
His breakout.
Oh, he's in. You've Got Mail.
He's Tom Hanks' friend. He's his work friend.
What about? It's before Robin Hood Men in Tights.
No, it's not before that, I don't think.
But that would be his breakout.
Though. That was.
I didn't mean
breakout.
To take us on this thing. But
no,
I did
love
just
talking
see,
about You've Got
I've just, never seen it. I know I would hate it, probably.
No.
Wouldn't I hate it? Silly, come on. I would
hate
it. Yeah. It's okay.
No, there's
I
a dog
still enjoy
in it.
It.
There's a dog.
Why do I care? I don't
you
care.
You love dogs?
Sure, but I don't
Brinkley.
Care about them in movies.
Brinkley.
Ah,
no, oh my gosh. But no, but there's some parts in that movie where you're like, oh no, they're never going to find each other. But
no.
Well, I won't give it away.
Don't give it away.
I'm going to guess they find each other. Just something's telling me.
The funny thing about You've Got Mail is the cover of the movie is the end of the movie. They just give it away.
Okay.
That's why the whole thing's, listen, that's cover. Perpetuating the exact thing we were talking about earlier. That's not healthy, really.
No, the cover of the movie is them like together in the park at the end of the movie.
I am so glad I had strep throat last week. It is the cutest movie I've ever seen in
you
my
had
life.
Strep throat to Jesus. I was with another person that had strep throat, and
who
I was sick.
You dodged two bullets?
Well, wow. Maybe I went and got tested, but it came back negative. But then the other person, this girl who.
My friend?
No.
Oh.
Her parents went to, like, her parents were the gym teacher at my elementary school, and
okay.
They're, like, friends with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
She lives, like, down the street from me, so.
Girl next door.
Excuse me, yeah. So she needed help moving. Her parents were in town. They wanted to see me, and they needed help moving a futon. So I went and helped move them, and they took me to brunch. It was really nice. And then later found out she had strep. And then now I'm just finding out that Dewey has strep. So like, yeah. And then I was sick. And last week, my mom was like, she's a nurse. So if I get sick, I'll like tell her what, you know, and see what she thinks. And she's like, oh, you probably have strep. You should go to the doctor. So I hate going to the doctor. I've never been to the doctor in years. So I went and I got a strep throat test and they said it came back negative. But they're saying this kind of strep comes back negative in the rapid test, but in the lab test,
that's
it comes
the exact
back.
Kind of strep I had.
See, that's what show she was.
Wait, but the last time I had strep, remember 2 years ago, we were hanging out when I caught it. Remember when we were at camp and I got really sick?
That was strep?
That was strep.
Oh, I didn't know.
And then I got it two more times that summer, Tom.
Oh,
I
my
had
God,
a bad
that's brutal.
Summer.
That's
anyway.
I don't think I have it because I'm better now, but.
You're doing great.
You seem
You've
great.
Got Mail is a great movie, and the Bare Naked Ladies is a great band.
That's right.
I agree with one. I agree with two
mail.
Out of those three statements.
You haven't seen it yet. You gotta. I don't know if you'd enjoy
you.
You
should watch. Just get like stoned or something.
Yeah, but I'm annoying.
Out,
I'm so annoying to watch movies like that.
You're terrible.
Yeah, because I'm just gonna be like, that's stupid. This whole time, it's not gonna be fun.
No, watch it alone. You're a terrible person to watch movies with. Watch it alone. There's no better way to watch movies.
I want to check something.
I agree with that.
I
want to
see what year
movie.
It came out.
I'm curious.
I'm
going to
guess. Let's guess.
Too.
Let's do Price is Right rules. You
yeah.
can't go
Pre-9/11.
Over.
Let's guess. Let's guess
Pre-9.
Here.
I'm going to go 90.
Let's do that. That'll be our trivia, too, is we'll guess how much. I'm not adding my fucking internet. God damn it.
Wait, hold on. I'll look it up. Oh, wait. Did we get a.
Well, you know what?
2001.
I think the problem might be. I think
but
I'm,
pre-9/11.
I think I'm connected to the wrong. I think I'm connected to the coffee
you
shop.
I'm going like 97. Oh, that's your problem. You're
connected to the I think that's the problem. So I saw it in a. Yep, that was totally the problem the whole time. And so now I have the answer, so I can't price this right. You turn it. You'd stop looking.
Wait, no, I'm just looking at. I'm looking to see if Jen Yamato said what Bare Naked Lady song she
hates. You said 97. You say 90. What did you say?
I said 2001, but pre 9/11.
The answer is 1998. I'm sorry.
Price
I didn't
is
guess.
Right.
I'm an idiot.
Fuck off.
I'm a bad winner.
So I would have been 11 years old in 1998 or 10. And I saw it in theaters and then went home and couldn't handle like how much emotion I felt about
it. Not so much.
I got on AOL.com and I just waited. Like I was like.
I was texting. So I am no. If you think my taste in music is bad, wait until we talk about movies. I traditionally very bad taste in movies, but I always ask Nick Nanny what I should watch, and he knows.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, somehow he knows
he's
what
a movie
I should
snob.
Watch.
Yeah,
he's
but
very
I,
smart. He's
I
very
like,
perceptive boy.
Texted him throughout the whole movie to tell him what was happening. And I keep wanting to text him. It's been like 2 weeks, and I keep wanting to text him and be like, can you believe they got together?
It's
sorry,
crazy.
I gave it away.
I can believe they got together. They always get together. I like the ones where they die at the end.
Look at this. I'm serious. The cover of the fucking movie has them like embracing each other with the dog pulling him away. That just gives the whole fucking thing away. That's the last.
No, listen to the pitch.
Listen
hug.
To the pitch idea for this movie. The pitch is, what's the gist is like? Basically, they both have AOL, right? And they email each other, and
it's
then
a
they
big advertisement.
And then they end up meeting, right?
They are pen pals, basically.
Yeah,
and they're both in relationships.
Okay, they're both bad.
They're both in bad relationships. And I this is the first time I'd ever seen Greg
he's
Kinnear.
A bad person.
And I fucking love Greg Kinnear.
Oh,
though.
Greg
Kinnear
is amazing.
Movie. But the,
Little
but
Miss Sunshine,
good.
That's probably my favorite
he's
Greg
so
Kinnear
good
role.
He's like the jerk.
That's a movie I really like. See, like that
it's
doesn't have
film.
Like a love story
Wait, guys,
in it. That's
I
just
think
like
our
a
listeners
fun,
are pissed off.
Yeah, this might have gone.
All right,
this
let's get back to the
you've
music.
Got mail talk.
Wait, I got a good story about so as liking Bare Naked Ladies as a kid.
Yes, okay. That's what I was about to ask. I was the question I want to posit to both of you is: do you have any memories that you connect to Bare Naked Ladies that are important to you?
I have
so
a lot
okay,
of memories.
We'll start with Zach.
I'm ready.
Dewey, and then we'll
mine are
going to
be too
up.
Dark.
The sad ones are yeah, like every time this a girl didn't like me, listening to the sad songs and being like, oh man, this is.
Please
too sad.
Be more specific.
Like
in
that.
The car.
The cars, the songs, the mostly they were off of Gordon, like that. When I was born, that one.
That's a great song.
That
Let's
one's really
sad. A little bit
we have to talk a
this.
Lot about that song. Okay,
it's a great song.
Keep going, Zach.
It's a great song.
When I was born, first of all, I don't know what a hair shirt is.
They use
and
a lot
I
of terms.
Still don't
I didn't know what frankincense is and myrrh were I when
I
first heard.
Oh,
well,
okay, okay, okay.
Biblically,
yeah,
we
yeah,
all
yeah,
know,
yeah,
but.
Yeah.
I forgot. I was like, I don't understand what this reference is.
Well, he says, I write exams. That's another Canadian phrase. We don't say
yeah,
we write exams.
We
say take. Yeah, they say we write exams. Hanging around, that makes people want to strangle us with them. Which is, this is another great.
Afraid of change. Afraid to stand the same when temptation comes.
See, this again is a great example of like, they, like two people. He's basically saying these two people that everyone they should on paper they should be together.
Yep,
and they are. They've been together.
Uh huh.
But it's not what they really want ultimately, and it's sad. It's even sad when they break up still, because they wanted to. They want to want it, but they don't, and they know they should. Like you know. They wake up. Oh, this is. I was listening to this. This part too. The second one. That's my favorite. On the way over here, I was just listening to that on the drive over, and that spoke to me. I wake up scared. I wake up strange.
Everything.
And everything stays the same. Yeah. What the heck?
That's a great fucking line.
That
that's so good.
I was, okay, so that's the exact lyric I've had in my head.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to get too real for a
oh,
second.
Oh, get real,
just
girl.
So you know.
I can bring it back. I got a lighthearted story
okay,
about being
good.
A child
promise?
After.
Perfect.
Yes,
okay.
I got
perfect.
A promise. I got
you're,
a
we're going to need a lighthearted story after this because it's going to get too real. But for some reason, okay, I've loved that song since I was like 12 or whatever. And then out of nowhere recently, that lyric and that specific build clicked in me. Sorry to get so real.
Uh-huh.
As like a raped person,
uh-huh.
You literally, if you have been raped in your life, you wake up scared and you wake up strange and everything around you stays the same. And then you have to go through your life.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, go to work. And you have to go to work raped. And it's, like, for some reason, that lyric clicked in me and, like, just, like, cleansed me so much recently. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is what's happening.
Uh-huh.
I wake up having panic attacks.
Yeah.
I wake up crying. I wake up scared. I wake up strange. This isn't normal. And everything else is the same. And I just have to, like, stop sweating and stop crying and go to work now.
Yeah.
And for the way, like, the desperation in the voice when they sing that part of the song.
Like crazy, like, it's, like, angry.
Like, you can see him ripping his hair out. And I'm like, yeah.
It's, like, perfect. Yeah.
Why? So that was, for me, a really, like, I don't, it's cleansing's not the right word. It's a, it was a bridge-building bridge because it helped me to be like, okay. I do wake up scared and strange, and everything around me stay the same, and now I have to just blend in. It's not ignoring what happened. It's a healing process. I have to go back. I have to go back to the normal thing and to dial it down a bit. Anything that makes you so sad and heartbroken, this relationship that they're singing about that didn't work out, you have to just go back.
Yeah.
Go back. Like, retreat from your broken heart and go back. And that lyric, like we've said, I've been listening to the Bare Naked Ladies for like 15 years now, but in the last 6 months, I've fallen the deepest I've ever been in love with them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I think that that goes back to like what we were saying about how the fact that they're not vague and the fact that they're specific, it gives you things that you can latch on to
and
like dark things. Like,
Like,
not that my thing was even close to that level, but in times of, like, emotional distress, I feel like I can listen to them and feel catharsis because you're like, he's yelling an emotion that no one else has yelled, and, like, I get it, yeah.
And the fact that the version of this song that's famous is live makes it that much more amazing.
Exactly, yeah. That's like, why the live album's my favorite album.
It's so good. What's your lighthearted story?
Well, yeah, I'll tell that. I just
Zach, tell us your funny little fucking thing. This will
bring us back.
You really put a lot of weight on yourself.
Really burying me in a hole here. No, I agree. I think the whole thing is connection, right? The whole thing is connection because you wake up. A lot of time, well, at least being, like, you know, if you wake up alone, you wake up, and even if you sleep, with somebody, you still kind of wake up alone, you know what I mean? And it's always, you're always kind of alone, and you always wake up, and it is scary, and it is strange, and it's isolating, it's super isolating, and especially that type of crime, like rape, especially, I imagine to be. One of the most isolating crimes that can happen, like one of the most isolating types of assault that can happen to a person. And that sort of breaks through the isolation, saying like, yeah, we all are isolated like that.
Right.
Like
it's,
everyone goes through these moments that are just garbage. There's life. Life has times that are just absolutely pure garbage, and then there's
You don't have to be traumatized to feel isolated and alone and scared and strange.
But and if you are traumatized, you definitely feel that, and it's like that's that song. He's saying I wake up this way too, and I wake up isolated because I think the whole point of that is like he's trying to break away from the path that he should be on. And that's isolating because you feel like everyone else is like, no, go on that path, go on the path you should be on. But he's like, No. I got to break. I got to get out. And you still, it doesn't matter whether you follow the path or you leave the path, you're going to wake up scared and strange.
Yeah.
I love the direct question of when temptation comes.
We just look away.
Yeah. Like, do I, I forgot the exact lyric. Like, do I, the threat of change, the threat of staying the same when temptation comes. And we just look away.
Yeah. See, like that's the whole thing.
You have to make
a
choice. You have to, you can't just look away. Eventually you have to stay the same or change.
And none of them is going to be the good choice, and none of them is going to be the bad choice. They're both going to involve good and bad.
Yeah,
you know
it's every side has two.
But the lighthearted story. The lighthearted
story. Let's get to the lighthearted story.
When I was a little
really kid. Quickly, I want to play another song that means a lot to me.
All right. You can't imagine
So many monkeys in the
no.
No, this just makes me feel it reminds me of the time my dad died. And,
well, you listen, I consider this an insult. You didn't think I could get out alone with just my fun story? Because trust me, it's going to bring us
Zach
right up.
Zach is a lighthearted story king. That's why you brought us
this
together.
Don't play this on this. This is negating the whole point of this podcast. We're trying to get people to get into the...
It was just funny to me after we get serious.
Although, I can't lie. I still kind of like it, even though
it's
kind of
fun.
Even though I kind of hate it. I don't love it. I hate it in comparison to how good their other stuff is.
Could you imagine if I was like, well, I was raped, but then that chimpanzee song made me laugh.
While you were talking, while you were telling us that, and we were like really into it, I should have just slowly faded
it in. It would have been extra funny because I'm not wearing the headphones and I cannot hear what you're doing.
So no.
This is the greatest thing that's ever been recorded.
And then I'm like secretly traumatized by monkeys, and I don't know why. Yeah,
you don't even realize.
Why don't I like monkeys
you're
anymore?
At the zoo, just like freaking out.
Oh
my
god!
My sister sent me a postcard, and I threw up. Why?
Oh my god! I saw the coolest monkeys the other day. I did. I was at the Bronx Zoo with my family on Saturday. My mom and sister were in town, and they're like, "Let's." I was like, "They're like, what should we do?" We were like thinking, "We're like, go to the Bronx Zoo." And the best part there was these monkeys. Well, the best part was the gorillas. They were awesome. They had babies and stuff. But the monkeys, at one point, we're walking in, and the monkeys are like up three, sitting three in a row, like clearly posing for a picture.
Yeah.
And
that was perfect. Mm-hmm. Dewey took a picture of Zach while he was talking about a picture.
And sending I posed. It to Caitlin, the made-up girl.
And we're sitting there, and this one monkey, they're like sitting three in a row, and they're clearly like posing for all the, they know what's up. And like the one monkey like sits up straight, and then is like, does like a flex pose, and everyone in the crowd's like, oh, yeah, and like the monkey's loving it. Anyways. That was awesome. I was like, this monkey is hilarious.
This monkey's on fire.
No, but the funny story is when I was a little kid, I saw them. I was obsessed. Well, my mom liked to watch every day the Rosie O'Donnell show.
Mm-hmm.
So I would watch the Rosie O'Donnell
mom
show.
Oh, my mom loved that too. I watched it all
the
time.
Yeah, so we watched it all the time, you know, and
tell
the couch slinging, and she had like a Yoda Lego head desk or whatever. You know, she was great. Elmo came on.
What
the
did she used to call people?
Cutie patootie.
Cutie patooties. Yeah. Yes, I used that one.
Cutie patootie. And this was like my first introduction to like homosexuality, actually, was Rosie O'Donnell. Because like she'd be like talking about her kid. And I was so young, I didn't understand the concept of adoption.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, she's talking about her kid. And I'm like, Mom, is she married? And my mom's like, no. And
how
I'm like,
did she do
how
that?
Did she, how does she have a kid? How does she even, how did she get a kid if she's not married? And why doesn't she just get married to a man?
Biologically, how
like,
does that work?
Like when you're a kid, you're like the worst. Because just like, yeah, everyone, mom and dad, they're happily ever, you know, like it's garbage. Yeah. At least that's where I come from, like a little, little perfect town, but whatever.
Perfect?
Yeah. So like I was like, why doesn't she get Rosie O'Donnell a man to have a kid with? Why didn't
she
just do that?
All she wants is a man.
Oh God, no, I'm terrible. But the funny story was, Bare Naked Ladies went on the Rosie O'Donnell show,
right?
And I remember it, and their hit song, "If I Had $1 Million," was the hit song at the time.
Oh, we didn't even mention that.
I didn't put it on here.
That's like
was that on your playlist? I did not.
I don't know.
It on here.
To
don't
me, that's like I wouldn't have put it on there because I figure that's one that everyone knows.
Yeah,
and that's
it's
like
a polarizing song. I think that song is part of the reason people do not like Bare Naked Ladies.
I actually totally agree with you. I think that because it's so
really?
Silly, but also like it is a fun song.
I love it.
But you could be like, we get it. You're
See,
fucking
yeah,
quirky.
Let's finish this story.
But
and
I think
then
this
we'll
was out
it.
Before. This was out like before quirkiness was cool. This was out before Zooey Deschanel.
Before the quirky could happen.
This was a decade before Deschanel.
I'd buy you a green dress, but not a real green dress. That's cruel.
I was like, that's clever
that's
because
line.
Of the fur dress
yeah,
thing.
They said the other
but
thing.
They don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
I mean, yeah. Actually, you know what? My favorite thing. One of my favorite parts was they're a band that has like a blooper track in Gordon, like in Gordon, if you listen to the end after the long songs, they record themselves screwing up and like messing around on that song on If I Had $1 Million. But anyways, when they're singing the song, then they're talking to Rosie afterwards, and she was honestly like a great daytime.
She was amazing.
She was amazing.
She was my favorite.
She's crushing.
She still is probably my favorite of all time. Like, Ellen's like her kind
Ellen
of.
Ellen is wonderful. They're very different beasts.
Yeah,
but go on.
Yeah, but like.
She doesn't have koosh balls.
No, she doesn't fling kooshes in the audience.
She just dances, idiot.
Oh, we get it. Internet kids are cute. Oh, you brought them on. No.
Oh, my God. I kind of agree with that.
I mean, I do think that's funny, but it's like at that certain point. But, you know,
that, just like we get.
It's a pander, but it's it's a brilliant pander.
She's good at pandering.
She's putting the money in her pocket. You know
I mean? And she's proved that she's a charming person.
Oh, we like Ellen.
Yeah, Ellen's great.
She's not nice.
But oh, she's not nice?
I've heard she's not nice. I don't know. I don't remember who told me that.
She's a busy woman.
It's hard to be nice when you're that big. Like, it's hard to remain nice, I think.
No, she's busy.
If you're really that big, even if you start off nice, you're going to end up like...
Wanda Sykes is nice. She's busy.
Is she nice? She's not as big as Ellen.
That's true.
Oprah probably isn't nice.
Maybe.
I've heard Oprah's not nice. So anyway, what happened?
Oh, so Bare Naked Ladies were on, and I was like... If they're singing the song "If I Had $1 Million," and I'm like, these motherfuckers are on TV. Oh, I didn't use that language as a child.
You were like, these motherfuckers...
Look at these motherfuckers on TV.
They got $1 million.
That's exactly what I said. I was like... Do you think they have $1 million? I asked my mom. I was like, do they have $1 million? And she's like, I don't know. And I was like, probably they did.
I never think of that. Of course they had $1 million.
And then, eventually they definitely did. But like
at that point, I bet they had $1 million.
And I was
thinking, they were probably just being like,
I'd buy macaroni and cheese. They probably did buy macaroni.
And so that's what I was wondering. I was like, did they do everything in the song? Did they buy a Garfunkel, a Picasso? Did they get a pet emu?
We should look that up.
In a real green dress.
A real green dress, a fur dress, a house, a K car.
A nice Reliant. Funny joke.
That's what Reliant K, you know that? Did you ever listen to Reliant K?
Reliant K. Whoa. So that's that band could be on this podcast.
Well, that's named after, it's named after the Reliant
K.
K car.
The K car.
The K car. So Reliant K... And
because
they mentioned in that song
really
that's
reliant,
named after.
Those K cars.
That's another point about Bare Naked Ladies. A lot of pop culture references and a lot of, especially in Gordon.
Big like Leanne Rhimes.
And a lot of, the whole 1 week is just
Leanne
pop
Rhimes.
Culture.
I love references. Her. Next podcast.
Kurosawa. They mentioned Kurosawa.
They mentioned
watching X-Files and their lights on.
And then, like, that's kind of cool.
McNamara would love them.
They rose up in like a time of
Tommy's
dumb. They rose
He's
up.
All references.
They
he
rose
loves
up
references.
In,
okay,
when
sorry.
He loves references.
He does. Oh, you gotta.
I officially hate Tommy.
He's supposed to be a co-host of this podcast, but he hasn't been on a single episode yet.
Really motherfucker. I wish he was here. I love Tommy.
We're
He's a good
interrupting
man.
This story too much.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's the whole story. That's the story.
You were just like, I bet they
I
have.
Was like, I bet these guys have $1 million. But we didn't know because Google wasn't around yet. I asked Jeeves, but they didn't.
That was a long time. I guess that's when they were big. Wait. Okay, I have two important things to say. One, I could easily karaoke the song 1 week, and I'm proud of that.
Sure.
So let's do that.
So we're going to end the podcast with you doing that then, if that's cool.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's do that.
I'll be embarrassed,
can
but I'll
Can I also
it.
Join in? Because I'm not going to not be able to.
We'll let you guys end it with that. Really quickly, before we do that, we'll do a little bit of trivia.
Ready for trivia?
Ooh,
I'm going to be
I don't have a ton here. What was the first single that Bare Naked Ladies released on a major label?
I don't know.
On
was
a major label. No.
Was it 1 week?
I think it was The Old Apartment off the live album. That's what I think it was.
It was If I Had $1 Million.
Ah, damn. That was that seemed like the obvious answer. That seemed like the obvious answer.
I thought that song
it's
was
funny
newer
I just
than
Googled,
1 week.
I just Googled If I Had $1 Million.
Oh, I'm the stupidest.
Here's a fun fact. This isn't even a question. It's when the band would sing the line, I wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner during the song $1 Million. Fans would throw macaroni and cheese at them.
Yeah.
Yay.
They asked them to stop, right?
But
they
we would like, eat Kraft dinner.
They're like, please don't do that.
Right. and really quickly, I have one more question, but it's stupid as shit, and you guys are going to know it immediately.
I
want to play a little bit of Blame It On Me, because we mentioned it earlier, and I fucking love it. Yeah. I think it's another song. I was thinking about it when we were talking about Call and Answer and What a Good Boy. Something that Bare Naked Ladies do that a lot of bands that are poppy don't do, because most bands that are really poppy talk about the angst of like wanting to be with someone else.
Yes.
But they don't. They are good at nailing what it feels like to be in a relationship that's complicated. You
yes.
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're
They've
so
got
good
it.
At it. And so many bands aren't good at that. Yeah.
I'm just going to interrupt really quick to tell you that this is definitely a for Zach question, and this is like literally how bad I have to pee is that I'll be right back.
I can't last now.
No, I get. I have to go too.
Oh, I know.
And
I already know what the question's going to be. I already know what your question's going to be.
What my question is
going to be about Milli Vanilli.
It's not.
No. Oh,
it's much simpler than that. Unfortunately, I didn't. I was looking for
you know that's
really quirky stuff about them, but the problem is they. They're so on the nose with their quirkiness.
Yeah, they're definitely.
Let's listen to a little bit of this, and I'll look for a final question if I can. So if I don't, but so I'll see you naked. I'll probably see you naked again. Milli Vanilli told you to blame it on the rain, but if you blame it on the rain, tell me what can be gained. So if all else fails, you can blame it on me. If all else fails, you can blame it on me.
Just that harmonization too is so good.
If all else fails, you can blame
and the bass
me.
With the piano. It's money.
If all else fails, blame it on me. Well, if all else fails, you can blame it on me.
Bare Naked Ladies turns me into Jay-Z. Because I'm like, turn my headphones up. Louder. Louder. Hello, 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 hello.
What, my pee was
yeah.
Fast?
Yeah.
You can blame it on me. I really forced it out of me.
Well done.
Thank you.
If all else fails, you can blame it on me.
Mixed with the melancholy. Like, I think that's a really good, especially for comedians. Almost every comedian is both silly and melancholy. I think probably everybody knows.
Right, but
okay. I got two final trivia questions for you while this is playing. So, the first one is, what, so the Bare Naked Ladies was big on technology, and the album Maybe You Should Drive, 1994, they released an interactive press kit on what form of media?
What, the internet? What?
No, I'm sorry, hardware.
Oh, a CD, or no.
What? A floppy disk?
It was a floppy, disk!
Yay!
Oh, shit, you got it! It was
nice.
A floppy disk.
Nice.
High five! Woo! High five!
Wowzers!
And then, finally...
I love floppy disks. I get them. We don't have floppy disk drives anymore.
I used to have a really cool game.
Here's a great one. What is the name of let's see, their documentary? They didn't put out the DVD themselves, but there's a documentary about them that was up for Music DVD of the Year in 2005.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I have one more after this.
And it's like, what, it's an easy guesser? Like,
it's just a guess. Just throw out whatever you think it would be called.
Pinch
Maroon
me,
yeah. Gordon.
Think of it as like a behind the scenes.
Bare Naked Ladies. A bare naked story. Or a close off or something
close.
Like that. Or like show bearing it all or something.
You're so close. It's the bare naked truth.
The bare naked truth.
Oh.
So dumb.
Finally,
I love it.
Finally.
How did that get up for awards?
I'm going to find a good song for us to end this on.
Is that on Amazon?
I don't know what it's on.
I got to
probably.
Find it.
I feel like it would be a shame not to end. Oh, did we ever play Brian Wilson?
No.
We'll end this with Brian Wilson.
No, we're stupid.
Did you know Brian Wilson covered this song?
What? Are you fucking serious?
I read that on their Wikipedia page today. Brian Wilson covered this song.
The live version is beautiful. The non-live is great too, but the live is great. So the final question is, why did Stephen Page get kicked out of the band?
Drug problems.
What drug?
Ooh,
go with cocaine.
Alcohol.
Cocaine is correct, yeah. I assume.
It's always cocaine.
Darn it.
Guys,
darn
thank you so much for being on the podcast. Yeah. Do you have anything you want to plug? Your
this
podcast? Your Twitter handles?
I have nothing going on.
I'll do a Twitter. Let's do our Twitter handles. That's all we got.
I don't tweet.
Oh, at Duncan Swan, but Dunkin Swan.
Perfect. And then Dewey?
I don't tweet.
You don't tweet? Do you have a website?
You can follow my Instagram.
Instagram, there you go.
At Dewey Love It.
At Dewey Love It.
Or try at underscore Dewey Love It. I think there's an underscore. I don't know. I'm really not a social media person.
Check both of them out at shows in New York City.
Follow Duncan. Follow Zach.
Do either of you run a show?
I run a show Sunday nights at Bunga's Den.
Sunday night, Bunga's Den.
7:30.
Good time.
Free show.
Free show.
We have people like Tommy and Dewey on. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
What else do you need?
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Enjoy the Bare Naked Ladies.
I thought we were finishing with 1 week.
Should we finish with 1 week? Fuck. Yeah, you guys are just saying 1 week.
Well, that's cheating.
So.
Okay, I'm
not
going to
fade this out, and we're going to end with you guys singing 1 week. You're totally right.
I mean, sorry, I commandeered your ending.
No, I forgot. I thought you just said that. No,
so
I just said it, and I got lost
the
in the trivia. I got excited.
It.
Yeah, no, this is much better.
These people.
I'm better at the verses. Are you really good at the choruses?
I'm good at the whole thing.
Are you listening to it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you guys want me to? Do you want me to?
Maybe
play
let
it
her
you
get the
it?
Headphone.
Here, you take the headphone.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one.
You were just gonna have us do it a cappella.
I wasn't sure what you wanted. I'll do either one.
I think we should do it to the song.
Let's
so it's
song.
1 week. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna start it now.
Zach, we're about to become best friends.
We already are.
Oh, we already are best friends. Hooray. My fault, I couldn't tell you. You've forgiven me, but it's very too late till I say I'm sorry. Hold me, I won't watch a hoodwink. Just make you stop thinking. You think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, though I like the shallow fish. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like the end rhymes, because I'm all about value. Brick campers got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me, but I bust you. Gonna make a break, a take a pick. I like a stick and make a chick. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. See your strokers and you know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's a dangerous. You have to sign a waiver. Can't help it if I think you're funny when you're mad. Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of leaking on my shirt. It's me. What makes you look at me?
No, you were killing it. I was like, holy shit.
Yesterday, you forgiven me, but I was trying to say you're the chorus.
The only part that matters to me right now is the rap. So
yeah,
that's all that matters to anyone.
Yeah. You have to wait the number of. Wait for it. Ready, here it comes.
Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with the lights on, without my maze on. I hope it's smoking hands in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, next thing I'm tantric. My sticker's guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films. What if I did the head of samurai? Gonna get a set of better clubs and combine a can with tiny matches. So my arms are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into a sailor moon cause that cartoon has got that boom anime babes that make you think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Try it out and smile, but won't feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what you mean when you soon will. I have a tendency of putting my mind asleep. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week.
That's the rap. That's all the rap.
Guys, do we love it, Zach Swan? That was fucking nuts. That was
so much fun, Tom.
Oh, my God.
Let's do this every week.
Hey, every week we're coming
every
back.
Every week about the Bare Naked Ladies. That was so fun.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
See ya. I'm not a man.